relationship dynamic conversation in private conversation in the crowded place. Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Like a lot of people are around and you can listen to one voice and to like one story or it's really nice. I'm recording already because
what?
it's just because at least it has to be natural. We don't need to think about the recording. I just put it here.
You're right.
But maybe you can also like introduce yourself, like what's your name and maybe your age.
Okay, but first we need to admire this moment, you know, when I sit with you, you know, a foreigner, you come from a very far country for me, and then you come here and somehow we have this conversation like in this place with window, and through the window we can see bamboo, we can see tree with spring and froggy weather. It's just so peaceful and it's just weird, beautiful in the weird way, I don't know. Yeah. We also have what did you call that? Bundu.
You mean in the nature? No, outside or inside?
Papaya.
Yes, yeah. Papaya.
Papaya. We have two papaya. Look at that.
The tree. It's so beautiful. And like the big garden over there with all the vegetables.
And everybody is sleeping, but we still playing here.
Yeah, in an empty like, room.
Become a child again. It's rare.
It's a special
that moment is
rare
in life, you know? It's rare.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that now. Just so beautiful.
And also, I think somehow I think it has to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
It has a reason that you have this moment, so
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know. Is this right? In Buddhism, sometimes they say that because of the karma, that's something that happened. Because of the karma, something is it the good karma or something is it bad karma?
Yeah.
But I think we have a good karma, so it led us to this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me about my name.
Mm-hmm.
What my name? My name is my normal names, like in normal life. My name is Ziu Ling. It means miracle spirit.
Okay.
And my Dharma name means the name in Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
Is Hang Yi, which means I don't know how to translate it. It's just Yi, Hang Yi, and my age is 25.
Wow.
Yeah, 25 years old. But my spiritual age, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't know if we have the same journey. Like the age, the age is the journey of our spirit. I don't know about it yet. I wish someday I will know.
Yeah, we can think about it, but we don't know, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell since when are you here and where are we?
What?
Where are we now? Like.
Where are we now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I have been in this monastery for about 5 to 6 months, and somehow I become a nun. Yeah. And we are sitting in the third floor of what is it called?
The monastery? Or like
no, just this building. Yeah.
The sleeping tractor, I don't know.
I don't know.
where the guests sleep.
And people are, so many people are up in the up.
Yes, one floor.
The up floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But in this floor, just us together.
Yeah, the others are sleeping.
Yeah.
Taking a nap. Mm-hmm. And why did you make this decision to get a nun? Or maybe you told me before already a little bit.
Yeah,
and
you
said
I told
so
you
many
before.
Beautiful things.
Yeah, I become a nun because as a child, I have many questions about life, like especially when I go to primary school or next to it, what is the secondary school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, secondary school. So I been forcing to learn so much, and then when I finished learning at night, and then I come to bed. So I have many questions in my head, my small head, like, why do I have to learn so much, work so hard? Like, why people have to work so hard for what? And for earn money, right? For have a better life, right? But then people have to die someday, and we cannot hold anything in our hand. Everything we know, everything we try for will gone someday, and we cannot like force it. And then when I think about it, I realize that someday I have to leave my family too, like, though I love them so much and they care about me so much. But someday I have to leave them, and it makes me so much, so suffering, so much pain. And I have cried so many nights thinking about it. Like, I cannot be with my family forever. And it is something that will happen surely. And then another question come out, like, so before I came here, this life, where do I be? Where was me? And now what is me? And before after I die, where do I go? And like so many questions. And sometimes I look to the star at night, and when I put me in the star view, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So I realized that, oh, I'm just a sun, like so little dirt. I'm just a dirt in the small round, you know, earth is
the
just
earth
a
is so
small round,
yes.
Things that run around. All of the things that I feel very important in life is not really that important. It's just a bubble in the river, you know. Yeah. So I still have many questions, and I still have many like weird view of life. And then somehow I find Buddhism, and because Buddhism is about the truth, and I want to know about the truth about me, about everything else. So yes, so I'm becoming a nun, and my journey, I don't know where it will be, but yeah, I just put a step on it. And yeah,
do you think you're gonna find the answer?
I have to. That know all the way. I have to for me,
okay.
And for other person.
Okay.
For my family too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody just come to each other, and one day they have to leave. And just, you know, when we be with each other, we seem happy, and when we leave, we seem suffering. And it just happen again and again and again. So maybe why do like we don't have all the way, but we can have like forever happiness or something, you know. And sometimes I'm even think about like the circle of life, and something I'm thinking about animals too, you know, in the nature, everything, everybody will like admire nature. And when we think about nature, we will feel it's very peaceful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like Mother Earth, right? But it's not really always peaceful. It's just somehow I think we have the rule, the very cruel rule in nature.
Yeah.
Like the tiger, the living of the tiger is eating the deer, and the deer always like feel have to protect the, you know, the,
I don't know, bodies.
Not just the body, but not so, I don't know. But always we worry about life, about being die. And the tiger, all of its lives, is the death of other life.
Mm-hmm.
And me too, I realized that me too. You know, when I come to YouTube and I see the surgery of a cat, a small cat, just a small kitten, but it had a worm in the nose. And I see the doctor take the worm out of the nose of the kitten, and the kitten's crying, but the worm know nothing about it. The worm just very naive, like the worm don't know that all of his life,
mm-hmm.
it begin with the suffering of other life, you know. And when I think about it, I cannot be stable, like I cannot live my life, and I cannot be happy with something not stay steady. I don't know what to say, but it just, yeah, so going around, yeah. Here, yeah.
Yeah, you also said something like why do we, or do we really have to be so mean to each other?
Yes,
I really liked this question, because I think a lot of times we are maybe mean and we don't even see it, or we didn't mean it like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so many situations during the day, maybe, there are some reasons why we are getting aggressive or something like that inside of us, and getting mean to someone, or I don't know, maybe like, it's just, there are so many situations in the day you can see people are not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like this question, do we really have to be so mean?
Mm-hmm.
What did you mean with that? What did it mean to you when you said this?
Why did we have to be so mean? Actually, like I always want to be live in a peaceful place, and I want enough food to eat, like I want to live fully and I want to live happily, but then all of the things I do to live like that is like take it from other people. Like, it can't be like this, right? It's just, you know, it's just weird. Like, we cannot create gold from like sand, I don't know. Yeah, you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
So we cannot like create peaceful and happiness from anger and from like that. It's just, mm-hmm. not happen like that. It need to have something between that. So I'm fighting. How can we, with our anger, with the so many things inside us, how can we like live peacefully and fulfill, yeah. you know. And Buddhism and meditation has an answer for that. Is being what that's called in English, mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
When you anger, you know that. When you not anger, you know that. Mm-hmm. When you breathe, you know you're breathing.
Yeah. Okay.
So the knowing is treating everything else, everything around you and yourself mm-hmm. equally. Yeah. And somehow there is so many things inside that that process that I am you know what is that called? I'm learning.
Yeah. yeah.
So I have not much thing to say, but yeah. Somehow I see that people think that the learning about meditation or about mind is the nun or the monk job, but I think that the mission of all of us, like me as a nun, not really have much knowledge about myself more than you. Maybe you dive deeper about your mind and somehow you can teach me back. But yeah, I think this is our mission of not just me, just me and you. I think it's the mission of all of the earth, mm-hmm. not just people, not just human also, but all of this university, you know?
Yeah.
Because we cannot be, I just say that be slave of our mind, you know?
Yes.
We have to be the master of it, not be slave of it.
Okay, yeah. I understand. What do you think where all this anger is coming from, like in the society or in the people, where is it coming from?
Where the anger come mm-hmm. from? I think it's the anger come from fear, come from what is that called? Wanted, when you want something,
okay.
and yeah, so you will be angry about it.
Okay.
You want something, yeah. So the wanted come from, you don't know what you need. This is the don't know, whatever we have, and not knowing, mm-hmm. not mindfulness. And maybe example, when you want to eat chicken,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you don't know what about, because you don't know about you. You don't know about the chicken and you don't know about the food that you eat
mm-hmm.
and then you want a chicken to eat, and then when you don't have it, you have to do everything to
really
have chicken to eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else just become like that when you want to be welcome. And people don't welcome you,
mm-hmm.
and you will be very angry, right? Like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think also there are so many people, they don't know why they mm-hmm. are angry, but they are angry. And I think that's a big issue in our world.
When you go back to yourself and ask a question, why? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The journey will begin.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think also there's the fear that they don't know how it ends, so they don't want to start this journey.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah.
But let me tell you, there are no other path. Like when I see everything that I have seen and tell you, I think that there is no other path. I cannot go outside the world, earn money for what? And I cannot just eat for me to be bigger and bigger and have a career. So my ego will be bigger and bigger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
and then I have to leave them one day, then everything will mean nothing. And like if I have the life after, and a life after that, and for what to keep suffering, keep be suffer, I don't know. And do you feel happy when you want something? Do you? Actually, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I think also you always want more. Like if you get it, you want something else.
Yes.
It's like a never ending
story. And the matter of the wanting is it's not happy at all. The wanting feeling is just not happy.
Yeah.
And the happy is not wanting anything else more. Like we fulfill, we feel enough. We feel enough with everything we have right now.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm new. I'm just a small nun, so my wisdom is like zero. I think so.
No. What you
like in Buddhism? I have. Maybe like sometime it's just very interesting because we do have to learn so much, but at the end of the journey we will be learn nothing, you know.
A student or
So now when I become a nun, I have to learn so much. I have to learn.
You're studying?
Like, yes, study and practice so much, right? But the end of the Buddhist journey is just do nothing and learn nothing.
Okay.
And
yeah,
like forget everything and take it.
Yeah, but you know this, I mean also just this conversation we had the last, I don't know, 10 minutes was so inspiring. And I think there is so much people could learn from you already.
I hope they can learn from themselves, because you know everybody is a child
or what do you mean,
like a box that have so many
empty box.
A treasure box.
A treasure. Treasure?
Treasure.
Yes, treasure. Yes. I see.
If you go deeply in yourself and just yourself only, you can discover so many things.
Yeah, it's true. Yes.
The wisdom will come from that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.